USA News, I'm John Schaefer. In international airspace near Yemen, an American military drone has been downed. The U.S. defense officials stated that the MQ-9 Reaper drone was targeted and shot down while operating in international airspace over waters that are also considered international territory. The Iranian-backed Houthis have asserted responsibility for the incident. Officials from U.S. Central Command are currently investigating. An additional 80 trucks carrying humanitarian aid are being dispatched into Gaza.
That brings the total to 650. Again, not enough.
According to National Security Council spokesman John Kirby, efforts are ongoing to secure even more aid. He mentioned that over 400 American families have managed to leave the area thus far. He pointed out there may still be around 500 to 600 families remaining. The White House is alleging that House Republicans are orchestrating a smear campaign against President Biden. The accusation follows House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer's issuance of subpoenas for the president's son Hunter and his brother James.
This is an investigation that has been going on for a year now and has turned up zero evidence of wrongdoing by the president because there is none.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre referred to the GOP-led investigation into the family's business dealings as unfounded. Discussing his well-known mugshot taken in connection with the election interference charges in Georgia, former President Trump expressed his satisfaction with how it came out during an appearance on the Clay and Buck show.
When I saw it, which was sent to us a few hours later, when I saw the picture, I couldn't believe it. I said, it's actually a decent picture. It's a good picture. It's maybe they were all saying this is an iconic picture.
Shortly after its release, Trump's campaign started offering the mugshot for sale on various items. And since mid-July, there has been an increased level of earthquake activity beneath Mount St. Helens in Washington State. More than 400 earthquakes have been recorded. This is USA News.
Hey, here's a question. After you wear your clothes, you toss them in the washing machine, right? Nobody wants to wear dirty clothes. So how come you don't throw your shoes in the washing machine when they get dirty? I mean, come on. Your shoes are touching the filthy ground all day long. Gross. But with Skechers, you can. Because most Skechers are machine washable. That's right. Skechers are specially made so you can toss them right in the washing machine and keep them clean and looking new. And when they look new, you can confidently wear them longer. That's less shoes you're going to want to throw away, which means less waste. And it'll save you tons of dough. I love that. Plus, machine washable Skechers are for the whole family, men, women, and kids. So when your kids get their shoes dirty, oh, and we know they will, just wash them. Brilliant! And even our latest technology, new hands-free Skechers slip-ins are washable. You just step right in and go without bending down or even touching your shoes. So give your Skechers the same treatment you give your clothes. Just toss them in the washing machine and keep them looking brand spanking new. Buy machine washable Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear happens to be sold.
According to a report from NBC News, there are discussions underway regarding a potential three-day pause in the Israel-Hamas conflict. But Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's former chief of staff thinks it's a bad idea.
We got to win the war. If we keep on pausing and allowing them to replenish, refresh themselves, each time we give them a day, it's another 2 weeks to the war.
The pause is being considered to facilitate the delivery of more humanitarian aid into Gaza and potentially lead to the release of some hostages held by Hamas. The report also indicates that Qatar is serving as an intermediary in these discussions. Prosecutors in former President Donald Trump's New York civil fraud trial were asking his daughter about the sale of Trump properties and possible discrepancies in their values. Ivanka Trump testified today about the Trump Organization's lines of credits. Ivanka is the fourth member of the Trump family to testify. Following a series of accidents, including incidents involving pedestrians, Cruise is initiating a recall of its entire fleet of robo-taxis. The General Motors subsidiary recalling 950 driverless vehicles. Cruise has been conducting operations in San Francisco, Austin, Houston, and Phoenix. And according to European Union scientists, this year is projected to be the warmest in the past 125,000 years. The conclusion comes after the world experienced its hottest October on record last month. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.